Now for some epistolary matters. Over the past few weeks, Radio 4 has been broadcasting a particularly ambitious classic serial. In the latest paperback edition, Clarissa, by the 18th century writer Samuel Richardson, is almost 1,500 pages long. The radio adaptation, by contrast, runs a mere 4 hours. Is this an abridgment too far?
I have told you already, I have much to do.
Writing letters. My dearest love, I cannot live unless I have more of your company and your indulgence.
My indulgence?
I must have more of you. Please. Dearest heart, please.
Let go of my hand. I will be mistress of my own time, Mr. Lovelace, and my actions, without being called upon for account.
What have I done?
Stand aside.
What does Miss Howe write?
Nothing that concerns you.
Everything that concerns me.
I will return to my room.
Please don't!
So he waits as Clarissa and Richard Armitage as Lovelace in Radio 4's new version of Samuel Richardson's Clarissa. Some of you have been bowled over by the radio version. Sarah Simmons, for one.
I think Radio 4's adaptation of Richardson's Clarissa is one of the best drama adaptations in years. The acting is superb and the adaptation from Richardson inspired.
But Simon Bell from Coventry very much disagrees.
So far, this has been a deeply disappointing piece, yet another clichéd take on the 18th century novel. The original is very long, developing complex relationships in minute, edgy and claustrophobic detail. 4 hours of radio is hugely reductive. The novel is completely epistolary, so we never meet the characters or witness events. They are always filtered through the various writers' letters, yet the serialization is partly dramatized. Radio 4 has ravaged a beautiful novel by crushing it into predictable BBC format, jettisoning its psychological insight in favor of overdrawn characters and theatrical speech.
Simon Bell is clearly a big admirer of the novel. Is it possible to satisfy both readers of the original work and those who come fresh to the adaptation? Marilyn Imrie is the director of Clarissa, the radio serial, and when she visited the feedback studio, I began our discussion by asking her how difficult she had found it to reduce 1,500 pages into 4 hours of radio.
Well, it was difficult and it was delightful. Because, of course, you have got to make a lot of tough decisions about plot and character and what to leave out and what to merge together, because you cannot achieve a good piece of storytelling without some merging.
Our audience will understand that you've got to cut a great deal and cut characters and cut subplots, but they might not understand why you have to combine or conflate events and characters. Why they do that?
Well, because it's interesting in Clarissa, you know that it was published in volumes, and so Richardson got an idea of what his audience were liking, and he constantly himself revised and edited before the second volume came out. So he himself refined things. So I feel that Hattie Naylor and I were therefore given permission in his absence to do similarly.
Well, he's certainly not in a position to argue, but, I mean, he decided to write his novel in terms of letters. Actually, probably one of the first novels in the language. Letters between people. You decided to dramatise parts of it, and our audience says, why do Clarissa, which is an epistolary novel, and dramatise bits?
I think that drama is about interaction of characters through dialogue. And although, indeed, Richardson has given us some beautiful quotations of dialogue within the letters. Some of the longer letters, just as we all do when we write a letter or now an email, we quote what someone said to us. But within that, it's much more dramatic if you can face the characters in a conversation. If you only use the letters, then we would have a very long book at bedtime.
Well, you felt that you had the right to eliminate subplots. You felt you had the right to combine characters. Did you have the right to change the story in any other way? Because some listeners think you have.
I think it isn't a matter of right, you know. When you dramatise anything for radio or for theatre, it isn't a question of right, it's a question of inspiration. And when you ask a writer of the calibre of Hattie Naylor and a cast of the calibre of the cast that I invited to be part of this with me, then you want to find an inspiring way of getting to the heart of what the story is about and inspiring listeners to return to the book. Never forget that my mission is not to not make people want to read the book. My mission is to make people want to read the book.
And finally, there are some people, Simon Bell in particular, who think there's a sort of BBC format here that you apply almost to anything. He says, so far, there have been, by the way, lots of complimentary emails to us, but he says, so far, this has been a deeply disappointing piece because it has ravaged a beautiful novel by crushing it into a BBC format. Is there such a thing as a BBC format in this sense?
Well, I don't subscribe, if I believe that there was such a thing, which I happen to believe there isn't, to a format that I would sign up to. I'm inspired by a text, and I'm inspired by it to invite a writer to go on the journey with me and be similarly inspired. The reader can choose not to listen to my adaptation and my dramatisation, and the listener can choose not to go to the novel, because in any artistic process, there's a whole realm of free choice, thank God for it. And therefore, if Radio 4 say, here is an exciting new interpretation of the story of Clarissa, the history of a young lady, do join us. And if you enjoy it, that's wonderful. If you'd rather read the book, that's wonderful too.
That was Marilyn Imrie, the Fifeborn director of Clarissa, the latest classic serial, which can be heard on Sundays on Radio 4 with a repeat on Saturday afternoon.